shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and places we go that other talk shows can't go to. Yep, we do that, too. We're here, as I mentioned, every night. We're also online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And the reason why I mention that is simply this, folks, that you just don't have the full picture, the full package of any radio show. Any radio show just doesn't have they just don't have their act together unless you have some online presence, which also, of course, enables you to know us a little bit better, and we can get to know you, too. If you register, why, then we can send little people out to your house and put a camera in your bedroom window. I'm kidding, okay?
What are you talking about?
Who are you calling?
I'm probably going to call Mr. Hall.
Put the phone down, you idiot. I'm kidding. Colin Hall.
Well, you said we put a man in a bedroom.
I'm kidding around you. Anyway, folks, at philhendryshow.com, you get a backstage pass. You can watch live streaming video of the show as well as listen to a lot of arguing and plate throwing. No, I'm kidding. That's my neighbor. No, you can listen to our archives, thousands and thousands of hours, over 10 years worth of full radio shows at philhendryshow.com. By the way, folks, our episode 9 of our podcast featuring Rudy Canoza and his import-export tobacco business is up and raring to go. Go to philhendryshow.com and hit the podcast banner. And my brothers and sisters, you will enjoy our podcast, episode number 9. Episode 10, obviously, coming up on Thursday. Very interesting state of affairs. I saw this story originally, and I know we got Mr. Bozell on the line. Steve Bozell from Corona, California. He's the father of April. His daughter goes to CK Corona Middle School. We did speak with him last week concerning another issue. Stephen, how are you tonight?
Well.
And this is the Huffington Post had a story, a similar story of some students being suspended for watching gay porn on their cell phones?
I can't comment on that. I don't know the details of that.
What was going on at your daughter's school?
I was given to understand that my daughter's CK Corona is it's a progressive school, and I think we appreciate that. My wife and I, from the standpoint of our daughter learning to be tolerant and to learn how to get along with people, and I've made efforts. My wife has made efforts so that we can work with the school. When April came home with the names of one of the channels, a pay-per-view channel, and on it was an adult films, a series of adult films featuring gay men. It was basically a take-home sheet for the parents on gay sexuality, on gay rights, and it was signed by Erica Dorton, and it directed us to these channels.
Okay, what you were directed to some gay, I'm just going to use the shorthand, gay porn channel.
Yes, sir. I don't like to use that word. I mean, it bespeaks. I'm just trying to do the best way I can to get along with, make sure my daughter is. I don't want to alienate my daughter. I'm trying to work with the school.
Well, what did the school ask of the parents?
Well, the school primarily asked this of myself, and there might have been two or three other parents because I'd made a comment regarding gay marriage, and it was my feeling at the time, and I would say that I probably modified my feeling to a degree, Phil. I want you to know that, and I want your audience to know that, that I thought gay marriage was wrong. I'd said something to my daughter while we were having breakfast that was, I know now, was very insulting and very wrong.
What did you say?
I made the joke about God made Adam and Eve and didn't make no Adam and Steve. And my daughter went to school and talked to Mrs. Dorton about that. She also talked to Mrs. Jessup, and she also spoke to Mr. Williamson, who is works with Erica Dorton in the overall administration of the school. So the three of them contacted me and asked me to come to the school. I went to the school, I went to my daughter's classroom and spoke to the children, and then I was given this sheet.
So I'm clear, and so my audience is clear, because then, you know, we'll talk about these other things.
Well, again, Phil, I want people to know that I'm doing everything that I can to be a far more, I guess, open-minded man. I certainly didn't want to get my daughter in trouble.
No, I understand that. So that everybody is clear, though, you were talking about gay marriage in your daughter's presence.
It was just a conversation over breakfast. There had been something in the news about it.
And you said that God made Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And your daughter went to school and mentioned what you'd said to the teachers.
Yes, sir. It's normal. And so you know.
I mean, that's not unusual, I guess, for a kid to mention something to the teachers. But the fact that the teachers then requested your appearance at the school.
Well, so you know, it's normal in a lot of very progressive. This is a very progressive school. I don't know if you know, if you're familiar with how that works, but you know, this is a very progressive school, and they have constant contact with the parents to make sure that we're not doing anything, obviously, that's going to kind of counter what you know they're doing at the school. I just want to be very clear, and I wanted to come on your show and say right now, Mr. Hendry, if you wouldn't mind, I just want to say that I love my daughter very much, and I don't want to cause any problems.
No, I understand that, Mr. Buzzell. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the story here, because what happened essentially was that you were asked by the school to watch gay adult films.
I was asked by Ms. Thornton, Mrs. Jessup, and Mr. Williamson, yes, to, after I had talked to the kids, it was determined that I needed, that they wanted me to actually look at these movies.
What when you say you talked to the kids, what happened?
That's when she called me at my office. This was Mrs. Jessup. And said, we'd like you to come to the school. And I went down, and she said, we think you need to talk to the students in your daughter's class. My daughter's in grade 7, which is Mrs. Jessup's class. And that's when the students began to question me about my attitude on gay rights. Because, again, my daughter had told them, I said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I was... basically told by the students that that was a very bigoted thing to say, that it was stupid, that I made my daughter look bad by saying that, and I apologize, but it was then determined that I had not really understood.
I don't understand any of this myself. You know, you're called to the school, you go before your daughter's class, and you say this is a 7th grade class. These are 12-year-old kids, right? Okay, and...
But 12 and 13.
Okay. And you're in front of your daughter's class, and they're questioning you about your beliefs as to gay rights. Is that it?
Well, they were asking me about gay marriage, though. And then, yeah, it went into gay rights. But you understand, Mr. Ray, it was okay. I took, you know, what they had to say in stride.
Well, I mean, did they call you a bigot?
Well, they said that... These are very intelligent children. One of them, Bradley, who is a friend of my daughter's, and is also one of the, I guess, the classroom homeroom president of the seventh graders, had said to me that I was acting like a bigot and a racist or a homophobe or something, because he said that no one could possibly be that stupid, and he called me stupid, but I.
Well, this is a 12-year-old kid calling you stupid. Your daughter and everybody, so the kids in the class.
Well, again, Mr. Eddie.
No, I know that you want to be, I know you want to be a good guy here, Mr. Bozell. I understand that. But I just want the audience, you're standing there and the kid's calling you stupid. They're calling you a homophobe. They're calling you these things. And that was not the end of it.
But again, you have to understand, my daughter is here, and I know that representatives from the school are listening tonight. They said that they would listen when I did report to my daughter. I reported this to my daughter, and then she reported back to the school that I would be on your show.
You reported this to your daughter. See, this is what I'm worried about, you know.
I don't think you understand. I'll let the school know and let my daughter know, because they were going to want to know that I'm going to be on your show. They're obviously listening right now, so I don't want to say anything that
I want you to speak your mind, Mr. Bozell. I don't want you to hold anything back here, okay?
I'm not. I'm not at all.
Okay.
I did need further education. When they gave me a list of some Spice channels that had gay adult films for me to watch, I asked them, do you want me watching these films for what purpose? And they said, so that you could become fully aware and fully educated as to what gay sex is, what gay marriage would be, and so forth. So
it sounds to me like it's completely inappropriate and far beyond the pale of the far beyond the authority of the school.
They're not telling me that I have to.
No, they're not telling you that you have to, but you just said to me, and you've said it more than once, that you don't want to do anything that is going to affect your relationship with your daughter, relationship with the school.
It's a very good school, Mr. Henry. I think that's something you need to understand, and I think your listeners need to understand. It's a very, very good school, and it took us a long time to get April into this school because they had a waiting list of about 2 years.
And okay, but you're saying, in other words, it's worth it to have your daughter in this school if you are being told by the administration.
Well, they said to me, and you have to understand, I said to my daughter at breakfast, I said, if God wanted Adam and Steve, he wouldn't have made Adam and Eve. So I came right out and said, you know, I don't get any of the gay marriage talk, and I don't get this gay rights thing. So right away, it was distressing to my daughter to have a father that... You know, I mean, you know, I love my daughter very much, and I'm sure it was distressing for her to hear a father so absolutely backward and ignorant.
What about a daughter that hears a father that has his own mind and his own beliefs?
Yes, sir, but, you know, it goes against what Mrs. Dorton has told them.
Who's this again?
I mean, the school, you know, CK Corona.
Okay, so it goes against the school. And you got your daughter in this school for certain things. Do you have your daughter in the school just for academic reasons, or
yeah, for academic and also how it teaches them to be. And
okay, hold on for a minute. I just saw Steve that we're late going into our break. Steve Bozell with us, and his daughter goes to CK Corona Middle School. What do you do when you're a parent and your own personal beliefs are counter to the beliefs of a school that that you think is excellent, is academically outstanding? He was called in front of a class of kids when he expressed disapproval of gay marriage. He's been given gay adult films to watch by the school as a form of re-education for some of the parents there who may be opposed to gay marriage. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
No. I watched the first movie through the whole movie. It was pretty good.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Okay, welcome back here. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we're talking about this teacher, Erica Dorton, who I had some concerns. We talked about her last week, and I don't know what you got going. You got a television set there, Steve?
Yeah, my daughter, it's actually, she's listening to the radio station that you're on. Honey, can you turn it down? Can you turn? All right, she is listening to us right now.
And the people at the school are listening.
People at the school are listening. I wanted to say, Mr. Henry, because I think I got off on the wrong foot with you. You know, this is about nothing more than me just saying, okay, I believe that gay rights, I used to think gay marriage was bad, and now I know that it's okay. And
what convinced you of that?
I mean, my daughter, you know, I mean, I don't know what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is it seems to me that the process by which you came to the belief that gay marriage is okay is one in which you were called to the school, you were put in front of a bunch of students, it sounds to me like you were browbeat a little bit, you were given gay films to watch at home, and you see what I'm saying?
Well, Mr. Henry, correct me if I'm wrong, I've listened to your show, and you're a proponent of gay marriage, so...
No, I am a proponent of gay rights and gay marriage.
So what why would you find fault?
But the reason why I'm asking you is I don't believe an opinion arrived at the way your opinion may have been arrived at is a good way. You might as well just continue believing what you believed.
But I don't, you know, and...
Well, see, I have questions as to whether that's true or not, because if you say that you came to this conclusion that gay marriage is actually good after you were in front of these kids and you were given this homework, I think what the school is doing, and I think what they... And I have to be honest with you, Steve, I don't think it's right at all,
But they get this a lot, and I was told by Ms. Jessup that they'll, you know, there were some parents a few years ago that got, you know, wanted to, get involved in the curriculum and were really interested. It's a private school, you know, it's really none of their business. You don't want to have your children here, and these parents were insistent, so they got Ms. Dorton involved, and that just sort of ended there. As soon as this Erica Dorton got involved.
This is this Erica Dorton that nobody has talked to?
I have never talked to her, okay?
Have any of the parents talked to her? Any other parents?
I do not know, sir. I've never talked to her. I've talked always to the assistant. Ms. Jessup is my daughter's teacher. Mr. Williamson is the assistant. And then there's Ms. Cockcroft, and there's Ms. Simpson. Or, Stinson, but I've talked to her myself.
Okay, but you see, this is a woman, and you had that tape that we'll play later on.
I've...
What?
I made a mistake when I... All right, okay, I'm sorry.
You made a mistake what?
Nothing that I... I just wanted to try to tell you that I believe very much in the school. I made a mistake that when I played the tape.
Sir, you don't sound like yourself. You don't sound good, okay?
I'm sorry. My daughter's here. I'm emotional. I'm emotional, Phil. That's more than anything else I can say. I'm emotional, okay? When I played the tape of Mrs. Dorton, I made a mistake, and I don't understand why...
You sound like there is something wrong.
There's nothing wrong, sir, no. There's nothing wrong. I'm talking to my daughter. I'm looking at it emotionally, how this has affected me.
So when you played this tape of Erica Dorton that I heard and that some of the audience heard last week, this is the headmistress of this school. It sounded very harassing.
I made a mistake when I played it. You know,
say what did you say?
I said, when I played the tape of Erica Dorton, I made a mistake.
I got to tell you, you don't sound good, okay?
Well, how would you sound if you'd been, you know, I don't want to make a joke, but how would you sound if you've been watching gay porn for, you know, 16 hours? You know, how do you think you'd sound?
I don't know how I'd... What do you mean? What does that got to do with anything? What I'm telling you is there's a sound to your voice, I don't know what it is, that sound... You sound like you're in distress.
And I'm saying, how would you sound if you'd been watching for 16 solid hours looking at two men? And it's nothing that I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. And because I wanted to make sure, and I rewound the tape, and here's a part that I think is the most unfair of all... my wife walked into the room just as I was rewinding, and she looked at me and she said, you know, you're actually winding the tape back to get a better look? And I said, no. I said, I rewound the tape because I missed something. The school wants me to look at this. And my wife didn't buy it. She said, you're rewinding the tape and going back and checking it, you know, looking at it and everything. And I said, no, I'm not.
Okay, I don't understand any of this, and I don't care. I'm just saying you sound like you're in distress. You're talking about this. You played a tape of Erica Dorton, this headmistress, last week.
Yes, sir, and I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you? There's something wrong with you.
My daughter is here. You know, I love my daughter very much.
I know you love your daughter very much. All right, we have to take a break. Hold on for a minute, okay, Steve?
Yes, sir. I want it to be clear that the school is a good school for my daughter.
Okay, hold the line. 877-876-PHIL. Are you hearing the way he's saying that?
Yeah, to me, it sounds like he's going, man, man, man. He can't say it good.
No, he can't say it good. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show. I'm sure he was rewinding the tape just as his wife walked in. We'll be right back with more here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I'm in the room. Just right. Hey, in the room. I can't say it good.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Reverend Dave Castorini from the Youth Ministry in Phoenix, Arizona. And he'll be on to, he's going to be talking to us about a number of things having to do with young people, today's society, and so forth. What was was that one story about John the Baptist, Bud?
Yeah, about Bunny's bones.
All right, we're going to find out from Reverend Dave Castorini starting at the beginning of our next hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. They think they found John the Baptist's bones in some church. I have no idea. Stephen Bozell has joined us here from Corona, California. We're going to take some phone calls, too, at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And essentially, we're talking about the school that his daughter goes to where, you know, they called you before a classroom of kids as well as the administration to re-educate yourself, it sounds like, Steve, to gay rights.
I think that it's something that can be done, and I'm glad you put it that way, Phil, because I think that we can educate or re-educate ourselves and do that, I suppose, in a way that hold on for a minute. Please don't call him yet. Don't call him yet.
Whoa. Hold on, Steve. What's going on?
My daughter wanted to call the school to say that I had mentioned that I made a mean mistake playing the Erica Dorton tape, but she says I didn't do it good enough. Honey, I did apologize.
Let me ask you a question. Are you having to sit there and justify yourself to your daughter?
I'm simply saying to my daughter, you don't need to call Mrs. Dorton right now because I did say that I made a mistake. But I.
Every time you say make, and I'm noticing it now, Steve. Okay.
No, I know.
Every time you say I made a mistake, you sound as if you're having some kind of a blood pressure issue or something.
I know what it is because I know what it is. It's a suggestion that was put into my mind by Erica Dorton.
It's a suggestion that was put into your mind. All right.
I know it sounds, Mr. Henry, if you could just for a moment just open your mind to the possibilities. I know it sounds wrong, but I'm saying that. This is a school that has taught my daughter to be a good person, and by extension, they're trying to teach the parents how to be good people, because so much of what happens in schools today, our children are learning a good way, and they are learning to be better people. And I think in a lot of ways, since President Obama became president, the schools have become influenced by a good way of being and a good president and opening the minds of children, and that the parents have not allowed themselves to be similarly influenced. And so that when my daughter came home and she told me the school wanted to see me because of my views on gay marriage, and I went and I was allowed to be, allowed to be retaught, if you will. I think I can be a better man. I just don't want to, I should have made a mistake. Made a mistake, and I know it sounds like I'm having a problem. I just, when I admit that I made a mistake, by playing Mrs. Dorton's tape on the air. I really sincerely mean it.
And it sounds to me like there's some fear.
In what way?
You have fear. You're afraid of Mrs. Dorton. Is that?
No, sir. I'm not afraid of her. I'm trying to just find the right words because I know that my daughter has got one cell phone in one hand, the radio in the other. She's got Mrs. Dorton is on touch dial, on speed dial. So if I say anything that.
That's what I mean. You're afraid. I'm going to go to a phone call here.
I don't want the impression I'm afraid. No, sir, I'm not.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, because your daughter's got the phone. She's got Mrs. Dorton is on speed dial, so the minute you say something wrong, she's going to speed dial her.
Well, no. The only concern was that I played that tape of Mrs. Dorton last.
You played a tape of that woman calling your house last week on our show, and it was very disturbing, and I'm glad that you did.
My daughter is having a problem with some of your opinions too. I mean, this is how the game is played now, Mr. Henry. This is how education of our young people today. This is how our young people learn. That really the best way to go about life. Now, you can say anything you want, but I just want you to know my daughter's speed dialing Dorton again.
What's she speed dialing Dorton for?
What are you speed dialing Dorton for, honey? Because of what you said.
Well, what do I care? I don't care. Let her speed dial Dorton for what I said. I could care less. But I think it's a terrible, terrible thing to do to you as a parent and a terrible thing to hang over your head that the minute you say something bad or what have you, this, that, something else, that you're going to be, called on the carpet by Erica Dorton. Let's go to Bobby on the Phil Henry Show. She's in Western Estates. Bobby, good to talk with you. And she's with her husband, Steve. I know you're a president of a PTO.
Well, yes, Phil. We've been with the Western States PTO for a long time. How are you, Mr. Bozell?
I'm sorry?
How are you, Mr. Bozell? This is Bobby Dilley.
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. Thank you.
Steve, it sounds to me... excuse me. It sounds to me as if you're dealing with... In our PTO, we really have to hold the line sometimes against some of these teachers and administrators... excuse me. I have to get some water. Would you excuse me, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
That lady's name is what?
Her name is Bobby Dooley. Okay, Bobby?
Yes, no, I'm back. I'm sorry. We have to hold the line against a lot of administrators and teachers who are inappropriately exercising influence.
This is the problem that I've got. And what you're saying now is my daughter just hit the speed dial again.
Well, I'm talking to the father.
I know you're talking to the father, but my daughter is speed dialing. Why are you doing that? I'm sorry.
I don't care why she's doing it.
I do. Why is she doing it?
She said because a member of the PTO, she needs to talk with Mrs. Jessup. Only because they want to know how they're being portrayed, Mr. Henry. You can understand that the school has gotten some bad publicity.
Well, the school may have bad publicity, and they're going to get worse publicity if we don't allow a free exchange of ideas and thoughts on this topic, which is essentially, in my opinion, it's the controlling of the thinking of parents, not just kids, but you're being sent home to watch gay adult films?
That was in order so I would understand how it works. And
see, that's very disturbing to me, Mr. Henry, the fact that this man is being told, well, to educate himself as to gay rights, that he needs to. Are you alone in the room?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're told to sit alone. Let me ask you something, because we came up against this once before, Mr. Henry, with another school. Are you supposed to be sitting in a wooden straight-back chair?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, I am.
And with your knees together?
Yes, ma'am.
What the hell? How do you know about this?
We encountered this, Phil, with another school. The fathers are supposed to sit directly in front of a TV that is showing some kind of gay erotica. They're to sit in a wooden straight-back chair with their knees together, holding the remote in their right hand, and their left hand resting comfortably on their leg. They are not to move or change that position. My understanding is through at least three or four different presentations of gay erotica. My husband, Steve, was privy to this with one of these magnet schools here in our area.
I just think that somebody ought to call. If it's not a public school.
Well, no, it's a private school. And that's what really bothered me. Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear that, Phil? I don't know if you can hear that, Steve.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Is that you, Mr. Dooley?
Yes, it is.
See, now you can hear there's been a slight... There is what the doctor called a flagging in the voice. Flagging, meaning slowing and a loosening.
Mr. Dooley.
Did you say Mr. Bozell?
No, Mr. Dooley. Talk to me for a minute, sir.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Just 1, 2, 3, 4?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, can you hear the looseness?
I hear what is a stereotypical sounding effeminate voice.
That's exactly right.
I noticed the tube, Terry. I thought, watch it.
Well, how did this happen?
I told you that Steve had... It isn't the fact that you're looking at gay erotica. It's sitting in a straight-back chair, holding the remote in the right hand, the hand on the left leg, knees together. There's something about that posture.
And also, I had to sit in very shorts.
That's right. I forgot, Phil. No, just shorts, no shirt.
I don't understand that at all. And as a result of that, Mr. Dooley sounds very uncharacteristic. Now you're telling that Mr. Bozell has to go through this. And the entire thing, to me, sounds asinine. It almost now starts to sound ridiculous, like it isn't true.
In a lot of ways, Mr. Henry, I would maybe a different day, a different time, a different man, if this was a different situation, maybe you and I would, maybe you and I'd be boyfriend and everything, but we're not. I mean...
No, we're not. What do you mean a different situation?
What I'm saying is I might have been opposed to everything about gay, but because of the re-education, because I was called on the carpet, because I went home with the gay erotica...
And how many hours did they tell you to watch? Phil, I'm very familiar with this.
Yeah, my wife has been up on this, Phil, for a long time.
Well, I think this is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. You watch gay erotica for how many hours?
I watched how long?
I think he was probably in front of it for, I don't know, about 20 hours.
Yeah, 20 hours.
20? So what? So what, man? I could do that. I'm not going to sit there and start sounding like you.
You can sit there and start sounding like me.
Well, whatever it is.
I don't want to. Please, God, don't let that happen to me.
It's not going to happen to you, Mr. Bozell, because you're not going to do this. You're going to tell this Dorton, I'd like to talk to her on the air, okay?
Right now. My daughter's shaking her head violently, back in no way, never, no way.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well, you tell Mrs. Dorton, and we're going to come back after this break. I want to talk to her on the air.
I would like for you to do that, Mr. Henry. This is Steve Dooley. I think that some questions need to be answered.
Well, I do too, Phil. And as a PTO president, we will stop at nothing to make sure that our kids are protected. And we certainly want the best education. But if you think I'm comfortable listening to my husband, and I love him, and I don't think it has anything to do with his sexuality.
Well, have you, Mr. Dooley, do you feel yourself attracted to men?
No, I want to, it's fun to talk this way now.
See what I mean? So, I think...
Hold on for a minute, I got to take a break.
Still, if you cut me off now, I sound like a total ass, like these other...
877-87... I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley, but I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. And I'm about this far away from thinking this whole thing is a load. Hi! We're educating our parents, and meanwhile, this guy, Mr. Bozell, please don't tell Mrs. Dorton... Get that Dorton on the phone.
I'm afraid to.
Get her on the phone or I'll call her. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Got Reverend Dave Castorini coming up next hour, the youth minister. And, of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. You can watch your live streaming video of our show right now, Phil TV in HD. You can also listen to our archived material going back over a decade. And we also have our podcast, daily podcasts of this show, available at philhenryshow.com, as well as our video archives. On the line with me here is Stephen Bozell. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley talking. Bobby, you wanted to do something here or try something here with Steve, right?
Well, I do. Stephen, this is Bobby. I want to ask you, just sort of maybe talk you through this a little bit, okay? Okay, Steve?
Well, yeah, but my daughter is standing right here.
No, I know she's standing right there. Let me just say this to you. My husband's name is Steve, and he went through the magnet school training. And you can hear what happened to him.
Please don't let that happen to me.
No, I'm not going to let that happen to you. But you're not gay. I'm talking to my husband, Steve. You're not gay, are you?
No, I'm not gay. At all. It just fits the voice.
So it's just your voice?
Yes.
So is that so bad?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering if that's so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, I don't want to go around sounding like that.
Well, see, but here's the thing. My husband is going to be fine. It wears off after a few days.
What do you mean it wears off after a few days? I don't understand how do you...
Phil, excuse me, Phil, but I'm talking to Mr. Bozell. And these are things you just have to listen, Phil. I can't really articulate them so much as if you can listen and absorb them. It wears off after a few days. But you are afraid of... talking like this, you see, and what I'm saying is if you would just simply watch this gay erotica and absorb the voice.
But if I absorb the voice, am I going to absorb?
He's afraid. I don't see how it could not be damaging.
Well, it's not. My husband, Steve, you're not gay.
No, I'm not gay.
It's disquieting. I hate listening to him. He sounds... like an idiot. I want to slap him, you know.
And you have, too.
I've slapped him, and it doesn't do any good.
Slap me in the face.
Hey, okay? I'm going to slap my husband in the face, Phil.
Nope, no effect.
I just slapped my husband across the face 5 times. So, Stephen, what I'm saying is, if you can just absorb it.
I don't want to absorb it because I don't want to talk like that.
Are you trying to tell me that if this man watches 20 hours of gay erotica or whatever the hell it is you're talking about, that he is going to absorb some kind of a stereotypically effeminate voice?
Well, he won't be gay.
But he won't be gay. I guess we'll have to check back in with you tomorrow night, Mr. Bozell.
I guess I have to do it.
Well, you know, you don't have to do it.
But yes, he does.
No, he does not. What? You know, I don't understand what side you're on in this thing, okay? But you got a middle school that's got a control over its students and its parents that is unhealthy and is wrong. And I personally am saying publicly, you ought to pull your daughter out of that school. You ought to report this teacher. Because, by the way, we have a recording. I called that Mrs. Dorton up.
Oh, no. God, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did, okay? I called her up, and I, this is what I got. Have you got the recording, bud?
No, Mr. Henry, can I, hold on for a minute, Mr. Henry.
What?
I made a mistake when I played that.
Well, I'm not going to make a mistake.
Don't mock my, you can't mock it. You can't mock what's been inserted.
He's been, Phil, what's happened is, Erica Dorton has projected and inserted into his mind a certain directive.
I don't care what she's inserted or put into his mind.
I made a mistake.
Yeah, I know you think you made a mistake. Here, by the way, folks, is Erica Dorton. When we called and asked to speak to her, this is what we got. And I can tell you that it was not, it certainly isn't putting me off, and it's not causing us to be, the only way I can put this, folks, is it is not causing us to be taken off the scent of this story. You got it, bud?
Yeah, mine too.
Recorded 10:45, 39.
Wow.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did you blow it there. Man, you blew it so big. My daughter looked...
I don't know, no, I didn't blow anything. That's what I got, okay?
She sounds like some sort of a circus freak.
She's a weird ass. And that's what's been scaring Mr. Bozell here. And that's what's got a whole bunch of teachers. You hear her breathing into the phone?
Did she do? Is that how she's communicated with you, Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, she called up. I made a mistake. I played it last week.
Well, I didn't make any mistake, and I played it right now.
My daughter's... Okay, she's speed dialing Jessup.
No, well, that's fine. She can speed dial Jessup all she wants. But that's what I'm talking about. And if we're dealing with a bunch of people that are, you know, doing these things to parents, I don't know what you would...
Hold on for a minute. What? Okay, that Dorton has spoken. Dorton has spoken. That is the signal. And I guess she's not too happy. Okay, Dorton has spoken.
Oh, has Dorton spoken?
Well, yeah, you heard the harp. Where have you been?
Get out of here with the harp. I want to follow this story, bud. Stay in touch with Mr. Bozell. This Dorton spoken.
Yeah, I will.
And I also want to talk to Bobby Dooley when we come... Will you turn that harp off, okay?
Dorton spoken.
I don't care if Dorton has spoken. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.